You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hey guys, guess what? Bing is for doing. And if you're tuning in right now, this is the AfterBuzz TV recap for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And before I get to introducing my lovely co-host today, I just want to remind you guys to go on iTunes, leave your comments, tell your friends, tell your brother, tell your wife, tell your kids.
Tell your mom.
Yeah, tell everybody. Tweet us, call in. You can call us at 424-256-1729. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce my lovely co-host. So let's go around the room.
To her left is Adrian Vero.
Adrian.
And where can people find you, Adrian?
Adrian _ Vero is my Twitter handle.
All right.
I'm Susan Hahn, and you can find me at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN.
Way to spell.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone. I'm Giselle Ugardi, and you can find me at Giselle Ugardi, GISELLEUGARTE on Twitter and SprintingInstilettos.com.
Damn, girl. And finally, you can find me at GoToGirlTV.com or check me out at www.GoToGirlTV.com. All right, so this is a juicy episode.
Juicy. Let's get into
Okay.
Can I just say, last week, didn't I predict that Ashley was not going to go to Vegas?
Yes, yes.
So, and
we're going to get to that really quickly.
Yes.
I think one of the big themes of this episode was parenting, because we saw a lot of relationships, Ashley and...
Or the lack thereof.
Or exactly. We saw Ashley and her mom. We saw Melissa and Joe and their kids and Teresa and her kids. So, like, let's start off with the obvious elephant in the room, Ashley and Jacqueline. So, your prediction, you were right.
Are you saying she looks like an elephant? Is that what's happening?
No, Ronnie!
No!
Don't put words in our mouth.
No.
Ashley does not look like an elephant. She is cute. No. Don't do that.
We'll call her the little pink bunny in the room. How about
that? The little pink bunny. Yeah. The little blonde bunny in the room. But I don't know. Last week, we saw where, Dad said, look, it's time for you to get out.
Yeah.
You can't be here anymore. And
if people were just tuning into this episode, they would be like, oh my gosh, these parents are so mean. But if you know the whole background story, you know that Ashley needs this and deserves it. Chris, the dad, he was saying, nope, she got a one-way ticket and she is not coming back till she gets her crap together.
Mm-hmm. She's 20 years old and she doesn't know how to board a plane.
I know.
I'm not saying that she was in the right. It was pretty bratty what she did. But if I was in her position,
I would probably find your way to the gate.
I wouldn't want to go if I really didn't want to go somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Granted, we don't know the whole story of what is it that's there. And she was going to Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm. So wait, are you saying she missed it on purpose because she kind of didn't want to leave?
Missed it on purpose, but I'm saying that if I was in her position, I would probably do my best to try to find it.
Yeah, did she miss it? I don't know if she really missed it on purpose.
She missed it on purpose.
And if she was tweeting the whole time.
She definitely wasn't trying to get to there on time. She was dilly dallying
as it is.
And she was worried about, I don't even know what outfits I packed. I mean, sweetie, your family is telling you to get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think the outfit's really that big of a priority right now.
I know.
That girl had no intention getting on that flight.
I know. But she has to do it at some point. I mean,
well, you never know. You know, daddy's little girl. I know I can get my way. So,
she's
helping. That's daddy's little grown ass woman now.
I know.
Together.
20 years
Seriously,
old.
Get it together.
You can tell everyone was frustrated. Albie was really, dude, really? He was not having it.
Especially when he came back to the house and was She didn't make it.
But he knew it. He knew it. You know what I mean? He actually tweeted, he was like, you know, Ashley and I had a really interesting conversation in the car. Like, well, what did you guys talk about? Because apparently it was not priority driven at all.
No.
I don't think she was taking anything of it. I don't think she thought that she was actually seriously going to have to go.
Yeah. Well, that's been the, like, premise of, like, basically her whole time on the show. It's like, she never takes anything seriously,
right?
You know, like what her parents tell her.
There's no repercussions to any of her actions, and obviously you can see it in Jacqueline's eyes. Like, what mother wants to send her child away?
But I know
this girl needs an ass whipping, you know, or she needs something.
Ashley needed to be raised by black parents.
Well, apparently it did some good because it sounds like Jacqueline and Caroline were saying that their relationship's better than ever now.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you can tell Jacqueline's yearning for that.
It'll be exciting to see how it unravels.
She wants it. She was crying about, I mean, she still loves her, which is why it's tough love. She has to send her away. She has to get her crap together.
Right. Did you guys watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen, right after the show? Did you watch that at all?
Jacqueline and Kelly Osbourne.
Well, Jacqueline and Kelly Osbourne were on there, and Jacqueline was telling us what we didn't see was the fact that there was a big goodbye, there was cries, there were hugs, so it wasn't, they edited that a lot.
Yeah,
so we didn't see that, and she said that their relationship is much better. And she also said that she was only in Vegas for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then, like, to learn some kind of computer training or something like that. And then she went off to, I don't know, Minnesota.
She's living here
or
now.
Something, you know, to start school, Texas or something. So we didn't get the whole full picture, is the point. So.
And well, you know, Jacqueline mentioned that she's depressed and she's on Xanax. I mean, 20 years old and being depressed and being on Xanax, I mean.
What does she have to be depressed about? That's what I want to know.
I mean, I don't know, but that's. She's scared of riding in elevators. She's afraid of heights.
Right.
And she says she's never had these fears before. And, I mean, definitely something is going on in her head.
It's a transitional period in your life. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess she hasn't really ever been away from home. But, I mean, for me, I know when I went to college, I moved all the way from Minnesota to L.A. Kind of a little bit of a change, people, you know?
Right.
It was scary.
And you were 18 in New York
and
I was
21. And she clearly doesn't know what she wants to do.
I'd
be a little nervous even for myself if I'm, you know, 20 years old and I don't know where I'm going or what I want to do with my life. There's nothing that's really pulling
my
passion.
Right, but getting drunk and coming home at like 5 in the morning and sleeping your life away,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's clearly in reaction to the fact that she's scared of something. She's running from something, doesn't want to acknowledge something.
Where did they send her? I mean, this
Vegas.
Basically, they sent her to stay with her, with Jacqueline's brother and his wife
for
a couple weeks in Vegas, in Las Vegas, which I don't know if that's the best idea. Like, are they on the strip?
Well, she's not 21.
Strip?
Like, she's not 21.
Okay.
So.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
You don't need
to
be 21 to dance.
But.
Well, luckily, you know, Ashley isn't necessarily the prime example of the perfect, you know, upbringing. But there are, you know, it seems like things are working out for her. And there are kids on the show that are really very mature.
Right.
You know, even little Gia is
great segue, Giselle.
Good segue.
Good segue on our parenting theme. So next, let's talk about
Joe Giudice, please.
Joe Giudice and Teresa and their kids. Like, we're seeing little Gia. She's growing up. She was, like, taking care of the baby.
She is a doll.
She's playing the daddy. Like, sorry, but she kind of is.
Yeah, she really, and she's just getting at that age where, like, I have a niece, like, around the same age where she's just, like, you know, remember, like, last week they were in the car and she's like, Daddy, what are you talking about?
Well, even when the little baby Adriana was bleeding, it was Gia the one that was, you know, covering up her
Well, Joe's like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And it's like, shut up. Okay, but I honestly, I know you guys were like, you know, mortified, but I think it's like absolutely, I think it's hilarious the way he says it. It's not right, but for TV, I'm like, is this really happening right now? Like, is he really telling his own kids to shut up?
None of
your
business.
He really is. Yeah, and it's absolutely insane to me. And then, like, I'm like, no wonder Melania is the way she is. That little girl is so funny. And then when he had the pink thing, he's like, what am I stirring with this pink?
I know, this pink thing.
And he's like,
because
you're a girl. Her little comments get me every time.
Those girls are so adorable.
I think Joe was just bitter that he never had a boy out of all four of those girls.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think he wanted a boy, you know, somewhere in there, a little, like, you know, little Goomba Jr.
Definitely.
And he didn't get it.
It's always so much chaos at the house. The guys even said at the Manzo's when they went over, it's like, you got, you know, someone kicking me in the nuts over here. You got this.
You get dinner, but you get dinner served with, you know,
a price.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's so, but that's why I could watch them all day. And I think Joe's reaction is it's so humorous. It's so entertaining. I know it's not right, but it's funny.
Yeah. Here's my question. Do you think, you know, their kids, especially the little ones, are they learning from their parents to be more assertive and outspoken, or are they perhaps falling into patterns of not communicating and dealing with issues very well? Because
the Giudice,
they're all, particularly the younger ones, but I mean, this is also, let's face it, the Real Housewives of New Jersey are not the only dramatic ones. The Orange right. County ones are crazy, and they have right. a lot more little kids on that show. Do you think by watching their parents, they're gossiping, talking behind each other's backs, confronting each other in public?
I certainly don't think it helps, you know, and the fact that they're in the spotlight and, you know, they're you know, magazines and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it helps. I think only time is going to tell, like, what they become.
Right. And I think you see it, too, because Gia was saying, I mean, Teresa told Joe, Gia's seeing the magazines. She's seeing it. She's asking me now. She's aware. But that you can see how it all plays out because she takes on the mother role, which we said about Audrey taking care of
Adriana.
Remember
that song she sang last season?
Oh, yeah.
For her uncle, Joey. For their relationship. Yes. So they definitely get it. They see it. It's just, you know, a matter of time.
I mean, 10-year-old little girls nowadays is... I mean, it's not what we were 10-year-olds.
No.
Back in our days, you know what I mean? Like with the internet,
they have
media,
phones.
There's so much.
Yeah, like who had
everything.
The iPod Touch?
Exactly.
I'm like iPod Touch. Are you kidding me?
You stupid whore.
Exactly.
I'm sure they have Twitter. Ever.
Gia does have Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
True, Gia.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. What did Melania say? You're not a cooker. You're a hooker.
Yes.
Her one-liners. I'm telling you, this girl needs her own show.
Yes, she does.
Like she needs her own show. Yeah. I can watch them. I can watch them interact. And then the whole thing. This is last. I know this was last episode, but they were the mice ate through the tarp.
That was so funny.
Everyone's screaming. That's just like that is the epitome of that family. Like that's exactly. who they are and what they are.
Chaos. Yes, it's also I want to see grow up. I want to see what Joey Wakili is going to be like.
Oh, that boy is going to be Giselle. Fine looking little kid.
Another good segue, Giselle. Let's talk about the Wakilis. Like, are they not the epitome of like the best parents ever? Yeah. You know, like they're so cute. The relationship they have with both of them, it's so open. They can talk to them about sex and, you know, drink. And all that kind of
stuff.
And
girl photos.
Yeah.
I know. They're great with their kids. They're great with each other. Like, he still thinks she's the most beautiful woman in the world. That's what he said last episode.
He's looking good, too.
Actually, he kind of is. I know. I didn't want to go
there. Go there.
I'm going to go there.
Yes, I kind of am crushing on. I don't know what it is. It's like that dirty,
They call him the Lebanese Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I don't know.
Don't you see it? Kind of. Yes.
I think he's way more attractive than Jeff Goldblum, though. I can see the resemblance, but
I love Jeff Goldblum. Maybe that's what it
maybe
is.
Maybe it could be.
But he's just such a man. Like he loves his wife.
Yes. You know? Yeah, and that's so sweet, you know. And then his relationship with Joey when he took him around under his wing. That was precious.
About the nude picture.
Are the nude picture. No,
you have 3 years, Colin.
Who is this crazy
18?
Woman tweeting a naked picture to what, a 15-year-old?
I want to know how old she is. They didn't even say. You know,
I know.
It's not like they showed the picture of, like, for all you know, she's like,
a fast
hasn't
girl.
Even gone through puberty yet.
I don't know, but that is, like, completely inappropriate.
Joey's hot, don't get me wrong. For 15 years old, freshman year, whatever, however old he is, you know, I would think he's cute, but, like, come on now.
I know, right? You know, he has a little swag. That kid has a little swag.
I love his voice. Oh, he's got the little raspy voice.
Yeah. He's a fly dude. Come on. Yeah. He's a fly
he's got
dude.
It.
He definitely has
go
some
Joey.
Swag.
But I love the way that Kathy handled the situation, tweeting, you know, the girl back saying, you know, you're a beautiful girl. Why are you so, like, they're just great.
Absolutely.
And then, oh my gosh, Rich was like, well, I would have said 3 years from now, you know, give him a...
Save that picture.
Save that
Hold
picture.
That thought.
3 years from now. Hold that thought.
And finally, we're on to Melissa and Joe's kids. And I thought it was really sweet, the fact that they're trying to leave their kids this legacy. Like, each of them has a building, and so they don't have to struggle. I think they're setting really great examples despite all the animosity going back and forth with the family.
Hopefully there won't be any entitlement there, but I feel like they have a good balance of, you know, showing to be grateful for things but also to work hard. You know, obviously they indulge a little more than the average family, but I think that they have a sense of like humility and family, and you see that love with
them.
They're growing on me. We were talking earlier, you know, Melissa and Joe, they're kind of growing on me as a power couple.
You guys were kind of like anti at first. You guys weren't feeling them?
I really couldn't figure them out at first.
Okay, you didn't know if it was genuine
love.
I didn't know where what she was trying to do. You know, first season trying to promote being a
singer. She shops a lot.
She shops a lot. Very label. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from the second I saw them, I actually did like her. For some reason, I felt the genuineness between the two. And then, I mean, now I think it's more than ever showing how committed she is. And, I mean, it's evident he's in love with her.
Yeah, they love
I want her to get pregnant.
I know. Well, as much as they go at it.
Another girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
As much as
or
I
as Joe would say, I have a lot of poison in me. That line kind of makes me want to throw up a little. Bit, I have to admit, that's a little.
I think it made her want to throw up too.
Yeah,
she was like, "If you say that again,
yeah."
Ugh.
Well, speaking of poison, there's a perfume called Poison, and if you ever want to go shop for any perfume or anything else, you can go.
Tell us. Please tell.
Oh my God. So AfterBuzz TV has this amazing Amazon affiliate program. So if you're already going to go and shop and buy perfume or
Fifty
purses,
Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, that's another
whatever
show.
You want to buy. We ask that you go
Fabulicious.
To the yeah, Fabulicious. Yeah, Teresa's cookbook. We ask that you check
Maria's
out
book.
Or Maria's book.
Yeah.
Y'all need to let me get guide. This out. No, but we ask that you go to AfterBuzzTV.com and you click on the Amazon banner that's on there and you make your purchases that way. And when you do that, AfterBuzz TV, we get a little kickback and it keeps us on the air and keeps us bringing you lots of great shows and fun guests and all that kind of good stuff. So.
And it was actually a question that we got a lot where a lot of the AfterBuzz fans, people on iTunes, they would be like, oh, we love what you guys do. And they do realize that a lot of people, other podcasts, they make you... you know, or just a lot of stuff on iTunes, you have to, there's a fee. We do everything for free. So
it's free.
The studio,
free,
studio looks good. So if you want to help us out, like that's the way to help us out. Click the AfterBuzz banner on AfterBuzzTV.com. Click the banner at the very top and then make your Amazon purchases through that. Also, shout out to the chat room because they are watching you.
I was just going to do a shout out to Adrian at Watchtower Base. He is a huge fan.
Adrian!
Thank you so much.
He has my name. Yeah. I like it.
Adrian, call us.
Ooh, if you call want. In, Adrian. Here's your shout out.
I already like you. You got the same name as me.
So moving on, our next big topic is the poker game.
Mm. Yeah, dinner at Jacqueline's.
Dinner.
First of all, those meatballs. Oh,
yes. Oh my God. I don't eat meat, but I think I would
everyone,
have
everyone, real watch it. Girl, like, yeah. I'm hungry. True. But like, no, true. There was a lot going on. There was a lot going on.
That made me want to do like weekly cooking recipes in the studio.
Well, screw the cooking. I want to talk about like basically that was Teresa's moment where she was confronted by everybody.
Mm. Hold on a second. She was not confronted.
I was okay.
She confronted the room.
Okay, yes, she did. Good point.
She
did.
Overcompensated.
She did.
But defensive before the accusation.
I just really wonder. First of all, like when the fact that she thinks that the things that she said in her cookbook, all those digs, that she thinks that they're jokes. That
it's
they're
a funny.
What is?
It's just
what
a funny.
Is wrong with her?
Okay.
How is that funny? You're attacking people. I don't understand.
I know I mentioned last week that I don't hate her, and I still don't hate her yet. I mean, I'm still trying to... Exactly. I'm still trying to see this unfold before, you know, I switch teams. But like Giselle just mentioned, she's the one who confronted the rooms.
Yeah.
Everybody has something to say, but, I mean, let's be adults. Confront her. The sister, the brother, the cousin.
One at a time, not in front of the whole room.
Exactly. But confront her.
Yes.
It's just like, obviously, she feels that people are talking about her.
Well, they were.
And they have so much to say.
Yeah.
Okay, but
and I think
it out on the table.
Right. And I think we can all agree that even if it wasn't intentional, give her the complete benefit of the doubt, say, people did get hurt by it, and not just one, a lot did.
Yeah.
So you still owe it to somebody to say, oh, wow, like, I actually did hurt your feelings.
You have to acknowledge
so at least the acknowledgement.
Their feelings.
Whether or not it was intentional, it needs to be acknowledged.
And
wasn't, you know?
Well, and here's the thing is, you know, I really like Teresa, too. I'm starting to like her, especially from Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of forgot about all this drama when the season wasn't running.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's funny because she wrote this blog called Teresa's Apology Tour, and she's saying how she's apologizing to everyone. I don't really remember her actually saying sorry. You know,
it's like, all self-serving.
Like instead of saying sorry, I hurt you, it's more like, well, sorry that you took it that way.
Yes.
But it's not whatever.
That's not an apology.
And it's fine. You can just say, you know. But even if you didn't mean it a certain way, I'm really sorry that hurt your feelings. I could have worded it differently, but unfortunately, it's too late. Like, let's move on from
but
this.
But that's not in Teresa's dictionary.
Right.
That's just not how she speaks. And she's like that to everybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the stubborn Italian.
I mean, she's just... And seeing her on Celebrity Apprentice, I became even a bigger fan of hers. But she just... That's... Okay, to us, it's obvious that it's not a joke when she's taking digs at her sister-in-law or her brother or her cousin or whatever. However, that's her personality. But she's not the brightest.
Yeah, but that's her personality. And does that make it okay?
No, it doesn't make it okay. But for her, I think genuinely, she's just like, it's funny to me, so it's funny.
Ha ha, must be funny.
Yes, but I don't think she's doing it maliciously. I think that's just her personality. She's just very...
I don't know. She's going to lose a lot of friends and family due to her personality.
Well, Caroline says that she's not... I'm pretty sure she said that they're still not speaking.
Yeah.
You know,
Caroline's the true.
I love Caroline.
That hurt goes deep with her, you know?
Mama Manzo.
Yeah, and especially when somebody attacks your ethnicity like that. I mean, saying you're like the Olive Garden, that is like, I'm sorry, I take offense to that. I'm Italian, I take offense to that. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's rude. If someone said that to me, like, granted, I'm not Italian, but I'd be like, hey, we're family, you know? Like, when you're here, you're I would just take it as a joke and wipe it out.
See, when that's,
but,
like,
you know,
published, it's just kind of like, why? Because, like, that's not funny.
That book is in print, and it's going to live forever. Those words are going to live forever. She can't take those back.
Especially since they're so proud of being Italian too, you know, to then throw that jab, it's just kind of like weird. But even, I mean, besides that whole thing, the Chris Manzo thing, which is funny because I actually saw on Twitter, this is interesting, that people were saying that Teresa, about the whole comment about her making fun of Melania. Do you remember when Chris said she's like a terrorist? Do you remember that part?
Oh,
that was kind of buzzing. Teresa retweeted that. Okay, when they walked in, she's like, oh, Melania's a little terrorist, okay?
Oh.
So Chris said that. Chris Manzo walking into the Giudice home. And on Twitter today, Teresa was retweeting a lot of comments about that in particular.
Oh.
But it's interesting because then, like, you know, she also said the thing about
Well, did he say that she was a terrorist or that she was just, like, a terrorist?
Oh, I mean, it was so not intense.
Yeah.
I took that as Chris Manzo. I took that as totally Chris Manzo being funny, saying something about how she's, like, such a little not terrorist. And I think that's how he meant it. But I think some people on Twitter also said that it was...
That's taking it too far.
Yeah.
Come on, you're talking about a child.
Well, and for her to jump on that train and be like,
you think that was rude of him to say?
No, I don't think it was rude. I just think for anybody to think that that's rude is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
In a joking manner.
Yeah.
It's not in writing. You actually hear him say it. So you can hear the laughter with it. And you can hear the context that it was in.
I mean, those Manzo brothers are so cute. They're witty. They're very witty. Whatever they want.
Giselle. You need to call Giselle.
Yes.
I'm single, 22, professional housewife in training. Professional because I will generate my own shopping allowance, but I will also rule the house, the kitchen, the bedroom.
Yes.
Albie.
Hey, Albie. Oh, Albie.
Albie and Chris? Chris, Albie.
I'll take Albie.
Albie, call Albie.
Albie.
Susan Hahn, you are married, girl.
And?
We are have one sure housewife at this table.
Exactly. Thank you.
If I'm professional, I'd still have a job.
All right, so let's talk about the poker game and the guys. So that was like
accident?
Yeah, that was an opportunity for... Well, first off, I think Giudice is like full of ego, full of himself.
What?
What do you
talking
mean?
About?
What? Get that? God has my brain is next.
Exactly.
Next
like,
to God.
Exactly. Next to God. It's next to God. Like, how ridiculous!
I liked
that
when he was lifting weights, like 1,001. They totally gave him one of those moments where he's just like in the bedroom. Yep. Like, this
I just
like
love that he doesn't
on.
Have a driver's license and he can't
I know.
Drive.
And then he tried to like get a fake one or something. Who does that?
Oh man, I like this guy. This guy's entertaining.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
for real.
And then do you really think it was an accident between him and Richie? Like, Richie's story about how he got the black eye?
I do. Yeah. They didn't show it. Is that the whole, like, kind of Jersey Star Snooki kind of why they didn't show it fight to they're not allowed to show it?
Well, they didn't hit a woman.
I know, right? So why didn't they show it? They had cameras down there.
That's weird, right? What was it? He accidentally hit a...
They were wrestling. Well, yeah, he grabbed his nuts.
I was going to say, they did mention something about some...
So
cusping.
Joe went to go grab Rich's nuts and said they were pebbles. They were basically non-existent.
Exactly. Right.
Which I'm sure, first of all, if any guy's going to get their nuts grabbed, like, they're going to have a reaction, okay?
Exactly.
So I think that's how that went down. But I don't think it was a punch to the eye. I do think they probably got into it and wrestled. Guys do that. Guys, at the end of the day, those
at
guys
at that
are,
age?
But I know.
Right.
I know.
I think someone would, like, sadly, like, break a hip or something.
Black eye. But it's a perfect black eye. So it's
like maybe like an elbow to the... I mean, who knows? You think he... Either.
I don't know.
Maybe it was an elbow.
I don't know. but all I know
is that... You have to hit pretty hard for a black eye.
Is that Richie really seems to have it out for him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just...
I think Richie's like, I'm not going to take any of your crap anymore.
Yeah. I think maybe it's one of those, like, where it was like an accident when it happened, but like he kind of giggled afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, wink. Yeah. But the one thing I will say is that, I mean, just like, you know, a normal man, you know, they come together, they play their poker, they're able to, like, you know, leave the BS, you know, that the women are talking about, and somehow they're able to just, you know, come together as men and, you know, have that, like, bro kind of, you know, relationship with each other. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? I like seeing that, too. I like seeing how the women, I mean, it would be nice if they all got along, because, like, just having their girl time with their, like, wine and the food and everything. Is,
but if they all got along, they wouldn't be on Bravo.
Yeah.
I know. And it wouldn't be Real Housewives. Yeah, and it wouldn't be interesting. But I think this with this whole thing with Teresa, I don't think that it's going to help the relationships with any of the women at this point. I think it's really bad. I think it's going to get worse. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think if they keep doing the whole denial, we're not in the wrong, we're not, you know, this, we're, we have this going on, I'm the best at this. Like, it's just not a good relationship. And for her to put down... over and over and over again her friends for the same things. Like, I don't understand her whole thing with Melissa copying her.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the most, like, flattering sense
she's got the most contentious relationship with her sister-in-law. Like, and I don't understand that. Like, it's just, like, they're oil and water.
She's younger. You know, she's...
And she's Melissa's hot.
She's Melissa
is hot.
But she's still your brother. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and she'd want the best for her brother. And the fact, you know, the things that she even said last week, the fact that, like, oh, well, she'd leave you for, you know, a richer man. It's just...
I mean, not necessarily. I'm married, and my sister-in-law was a little cuckoo in the beginning. And, you know, sometimes it's just maybe having your brother and your sister is just you guys your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting married off to another woman. I don't know. Maybe it could affect...
Yeah, I know. I definitely see how, like, throwing something into the mix. I mean, of course, it's any new relationship, it might cause a little drama.
New,
and not even wanting to. Like, I mean, at this point, though, I don't know if people still think it's one or the other, but I do think it's Teresa. Like, Melissa's trying. Like, she really, no matter what, Melissa is there for Joe.
I don't think Melissa's trying. I just don't think Melissa's stirring up anything.
No,
Melissa's not trying. She's definitely not getting out of her
way. Which would you? I wouldn't want to. At this point, are you kidding me? I would be like, oh, Teresa, like, it's hard, you know? She's doing all the right things. She loves her brother.
But, you know, if it really bothers her, I think she should confront her sister-in-law, and she should just be like, why would you say something like this? It's just kind of like they're grouping together.
She does.
And they're commiserating together, and they should just bring it up with Teresa and just get it over with.
She did in front of everyone. She was like, hey, I mean, if it's
Teresa for the money,
we'll take one for the team.
I love that comment.
Which, I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily the appropriate time, but, I mean, I think everyone was kind of going, like, air high five. I mean,
definitely. No one was stopping her from saying that.
It's true, though. Like, and she's right. You know, I guess we'll just take this one for the team so you can make your money. We know you guys are having... It was a dig, obviously. We know you guys are having financial problems, so we'll just sit this one out just so you can pay your bills.
I think they're super patient with her. Teresa, like, I don't even know if I could have that patience. I give them all a lot of credit because no one... They do have all a good camaraderie together, and even the fact that the guy's still like Joe Giudice, you know? Like, they don't hate this couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, they're patient with her, but I hate how Joe is such a girl and that, like, he will constantly keep bringing it up, and, like, you know, beating the dead horse behind her back over and over and over and over again. And it's like, if you guys are really brother and sister, why can't you just talk? It took so much effort last season for them to just sit down and have a conversation. And when they do, it's just
because I think they keep on
digging and digging
too.
And digging. I mean, maybe that's what
you
it
think
is.
The husband likes you,
Judas?
Her brother likes to draw
the brother.
Too.
I think because
you know, if you really analyze a show, he's always like, you know, he always brings it up. He's the one who brings it up. He's the one who tells everybody, did you know what my sister said? I'm not going to say what she said, but...
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're a guy, just shut up, you know?
I mean, I also think, too, is that his relationship with her husband, like, that's, like, not a good situation. So I
Joe Giudice?
Yeah.
He needs to take some manner 101 class.
Yeah. Yeah. They need to learn from Caroline, you know?
Yeah.
She's someone who, like, she has the stone cold face when you're there.
She needs to write an etiquette book.
But she'll bring it up. She has her Caroline rules. I think she has a column now, too.
Oh. Is that, like, etiquette? Well, okay.
Well, no, but I mean, it's everything, you know? Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Mama Manzo.
All right, guys, we're going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, more buzz about the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
After Buzz TV.
Hi.
I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
The song?
Oh. And we're back.
And hey-o. We are back. Hello. So before we, you know, dig into some news and gossip and all that fun stuff, let's talk about Melissa's song. How sweet was that?
I was kind of waiting
for it to fail, but I kind of like it.
I liked it too.
Yeah, I liked it.
On display.
Well, okay, no. See, I didn't like that one.
I almost threw up on it. Don't even do that.
I liked the soul, the love behind it.
It went number five on iTunes.
Joe's reaction.
Really? Yeah, it did. It did really well on iTunes.
Melissa and Joe were trending on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Nice. Into the early morning.
I have a question. Out of all the Housewives stars, I guess you call them reality stars, like there's been a lot of them that have done songs. How does this is Melissa that put out a new song?
Melissa Gorga. How does her party for the party, but
is that Kim Zolciak?
Kim Zolciak,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. I don't know how the other ones have done. I would never listen to Kim Zolciak. But Melissa, that was catchy when she was singing in the studio. She sounded really good.
Yeah. She did sound good.
And on display, I wasn't a fan of. So
Kim's song went number one or number
did
two,
it?
Right?
I'm
on iTunes.
Sure. Oh, wow. See, I don't know.
You know what would be really cool is if Candy Burrs from Housewives of Atlanta would work with
Candy.
Melissa Gorga. How cool would that be?
Oh, I think Candy learned
her lesson not to work
Make
with...
Make that happen.
I think Candy learned her lesson not to work with,
other housewives,
other housewives,
just mixing the friendship and the business.
Yes.
I think that was the bigger thing.
I think the difference is that, you know, I think, like, Kim had this whole idea of wanting to be, like, this pop star and then didn't really realize all the work that goes into it. And I know who was
and
one from New York.
And she couldn't sing?
The
Duchess?
That, too.
Oh.
The Countess.
Countess. I don't watch New York one.
But I think Melissa, she has this professional studio. She knows that being a mom needs to be her number one thing.
Yeah.
And so it's not like she's doing it to try to get the fame or the money or the pop stardom. I think she's doing it because she really, truly loves to sing and just always wanted people to hear her voice.
Melissa?
And I
think, say that.
Melissa,
yeah.
You know, I know that she had, I didn't watch all of it, but they had that little Bravo party reunion with all the housewives and all the reality stars. And I guess she performed with all these backup dancers.
Oh, no way.
Which I thought was like a little like, what? But I mean, I you have to admire someone who's really putting herself out there and on display.
On display.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
this
you
one's...
can't hate on her.
No,
I mean,
no, no,
really
I'm not hating
can.
On her.
She went number
no.
five on iTunes.
No.
She had an iTunes comment on the show.
Yeah.
Nice.
Subscribe.
Yes. Tell your friends. Make
free.
Your comments. It's all free. Don't forget to tweet and tell everybody. All right.
Well, can we just...
All right. So we got a little news and gossip. And speaking of gossip, well, you know, we've got a couple Us Weekly.
Reliable periodicals.
Very reliable sources, you guys. So,
well, if Beyonce's on the cover, then yes.
Oh, if Beyonce's on the cover, then you know it's got to be true. So this is like the main story in Us Weekly. It's Teresa's devious new attacks. And I was reading this earlier, and one thing that I was surprised to read, and who knows if it's true or if it isn't, is that we've all heard that, like, you know, Caroline and her sister Dina Manzo have been on the out since last season. And apparently Dina and Teresa are friends. Now, what I just learned from this article, and I don't know if it's true, is that Dina is going to be making a return to the show.
Really? Well, wait, I saw it. I saw that.
Dina's going to be coming back, and Caroline is...
As a cast member or just making an appearance?
I don't know.
Well, she definitely makes an appearance, because we saw it. We saw it on a preview.
Right?
On a preview. Thank
yes.
you. Exactly, yeah.
So Dana's going to be coming back, and of course this burns Caroline up because their relationship still hasn't been mended.
Yeah.
And basically it's Teresa trying to, you know, like just stick the knife in a little bit, you know, which I don't think is a good idea. So that's some juiciness.
That's bringing in family. Like that's the blood.
I know. That's some real stuff.
That's unforgivable.
The pot.
That's unforgivable. When you bring the sister involved, when you know that they're in a fight and Teresa's getting in the middle of
that. When did the fight start? I'm totally
This was like last season, like towards the like middle end. That's when the feud started
between Dina and
her sister.
Well, Dina wasn't on. I mean, she only did one season.
Yeah.
So I think after that, there was a little bit of awkwardness too when she dropped. Right.
She left the show mid season,
large in part
because of
Danielle.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then some more gossip is, of course, between Melissa and Teresa, and it says here that basically Teresa is trying to smear Melissa, which, you know, no new news, and basically trying to call out that Melissa used to be a stripper. It's like,
but she was, so
you know, who cares? A woman is married with two kids.
We see that in the preview that the guy comes up to her and says, "Oh, you used to dance for me."
But that doesn't mean, you know, that it's necessarily true. He might be some crazy guy.
It says Melissa.
I'm sure I've done that to someone in Vegas
Melissa
before.
Melissa tended bar at Looker's Gentleman's Club in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
And it's fine. Just keep it real.
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, you had a pass. That's fine. Just own up.
Did she dance or was she a bartender?
I mean, we don't know. But does it really matter? Mm. I mean, why did, like, she's
married. I mean,
that's
kind of a big difference, though. Being a bartender and versus being a stripper.
But it's still digging up old dirt that's unnecessary.
But that's what you sign up for, though. But that's what you sign up for.
True,
I agree
with you. So be
ready to have all your skeletons, you know, out in the open. That's part of it.
And they're calling it Strippergate. That's funny. But basically, I mean, I think the common theme or common thread here is that Teresa's behind all of these feuds.
You know? Are there any quotes from Teresa in there? Because I thought it was interesting how she mentioned that how she makes her money is being in the tabloids. So I'm wondering if that means that they're paying her to talk.
They
made
a comment about that.
They're paying her to stir the pot. Or is it just that she likes the attention and then that's, you know, giving more attention to her book?
The story sells.
Funny you say that because on Watch What Happens Live, Jacqueline Larita said that she's been trying to get in touch with Teresa. She's been trying to talk to her. Mm-hmm. Men fences, but Teresa hasn't responded to her. The only response she made was via a magazine, which she gets paid for.
Oh.
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, she's basically she's cut things off, you know.
So personal. What a personal response.
It's like, I ain't saying nothing to you.
Flip to page 25.
And I'm getting paid. And then that's what she's doing. So, I mean, I think, I don't know.
It's just so hard for me to see her in the Caroline thing. Caroline is, like, the most loyal person, and I see it, and, like, I feel for her. She had Teresa's back through the whole Danielle thing. All the craziness that Teresa has in her life. Caroline's been there, and, like, that was so, like, Caroline did not do anything to deserve this, as far as I'm concerned. So it's really...
Or her kids, for that matter.
Or her kids.
Yeah.
You know? And so it really does bother me that now she's, like, you know, doing all this with Caroline. It's just not... I don't think it's fair, and I totally feel Caroline's pain.
I mean, well, this woman, Teresa's all over the place. She needs to take care of her family.
Yeah.
You know, she's just trying to make a dollar.
Well, she's having to try to make all this money because...
Right. Her husband doesn't have a license and can't drive himself to work.
And he had all those other issues of potential alleged fraud and...
Right.
Yeah, and now there's a lot of rumors that their marriage is on the rocks. I mean, that's been rumored for a while, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do we think is going to happen next week?
Well, I can't wait to see next week because what is going on with that party?
That's predictions. Well, I mean, we saw like in the previews, everybody, all the ladies had on the little bindi dots.
And there's some theme, the party.
White party or something,
yeah, something.
Right?
So they're at some party.
Alcohol will be involved.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And, tables could be flipped.
It looks like a Teresa and Melissa show
now. Melissa, I think one of them's going to get slapped in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melissa stands up. She says something. What does she call? She says something. Where Teresa turns around and is like, oh, hell no.
Can't fight.
Oh, yeah, they even show a picture. I don't know if we can show the picture, but.
Oh. Can you play the other one?
on display.
Kind of like is the Countess from New York. Have you guys?
Wait, you like that one?
Elegance is love, my friends.
No, and she has that one.
Money can't buy you class.
Oh, God.
Elegance.
Do you know what they're talking about? Because I have no idea.
Oh, my God. You guys don't watch Real Housewives of New York?
I can't, no. Can't stand it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'm a Jersey girl.
The Countess, she also did a song since we were talking about
I love
about
Atlanta.
Housewives.
Yeah, I like Atlanta a lot. Yeah.
Like Atlanta. Clearly, Giselle and I are the only ones that paid attention to that. So.
I know. I like the fashion.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the housewives have a little trouble in the wardrobe department, and they yeah. assume just because it's expensive or rhinestone that it's cute, and then they end up looking like a big old mess. So I appreciate how most of the time, not all the time, the ladies on New York have really cute outfits, and so I like.
Well, that's
like
New York. That's fashion capital. They better have their outfits pulled together.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a great show.
It's been real.
Let's tell everybody where you got anything going on. Where can we find you?
Yes, sprintinginstilettos.com. I'm mm-hmm. mid-season on a show right now called Beauty Blogger Bootcamp on You Look Hot. You can find the link on my website and tweet me at Giselle Ugardi.
Yay.
Miss Susan.
I'm Susan Hahn. I'm a makeup artist. I've been in beauty for over 10 years. I've done everything from New York Fashion Week to Cirque du Soleil. So if any of you guys have any spring, summer beauty tips and tricks, tweet me at It's Susan Hahn. ItSusanHahn. And I'm also a Real Housewife, so if you have any Real Housewife questions, tweet me.
Yay! So you guys can follow me at Adrienne Vero, and it's ADRIENNE _ Vero. Different than our fan, Adrienne. I'm sure he spells IAN. Shout out.
And then I am your go-to girl, Deanna Vaughn. So if you guys need help with finding anything on a budget, it could be shopping, it could be how to fix your car, upholstery, whatever. Check out my website, gotogirltv.com.
And number 2.
And the number 2. And I'll have lots of fun webisodes to show you how to get that stuff done. All right, I think we're done, you guys.
Yes,
that's a wrap.
See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.